Welcome to the Restaurant Boss Podcast, where you can make more money, have more freedom, and actually start to enjoy owning your restaurant. If you're feeling overwhelmed, stressed, and just sick of the struggle, you've come to the right place. So here is your host, the restaurant boss himself, Ryan Bromfin.
Today, we're going to bust the five biggest restaurant financial myths. Hey everybody, my name is Ryan Gromfin. I'm an author, speaker, chef, restaurateur, and I'm the founder of therestaurantboss.com, restaurantprofitandperformance.com, as well as clickbacon.com. And that's right, we're going to bust right through the five biggest restaurant financial myths. Here we go. Number one, myth number one, buying larger quantities will save you money. Not true. We're going to bust it, and here's why. Yes. You can save money by buying a 5-gallon bucket of soy sauce instead of 5 individual 1-gallon containers. It's obvious why. But you can't pay bills with soy sauce. You can't pay bills with inventory on your shelves. You pay bills with cash in your pocket. Plus, having all of that soy sauce on your shelves leads to evaporation, spoilage. It could spill. It could get knocked over. All kinds of issues. But most importantly, we all know that we're more careful with things when we have less of them, right? When you get to the last couple of cookies in the bag, you're more careful with them. When it's a brand new bag, you eat a few extra. Whatever it is, we all know we're more careful with things when they're in scarce supply. So when you've got all of this soy sauce on your shelf, your employees are just a little less careful with it sometimes. So even though technically you can save a couple of dollars by buying in large quantities, oftentimes it hurts you in the long run because it doesn't give you the free cash that you need to pay for marketing, to pay for operations, to pay for the things that you need to keep your restaurant going. So first myth, busted. Second myth, a low food cost means higher profit margins. I love this one. I do this all the time with clients. So here you go. Let's assume that you have two items on your menu. One has a 25% food cost and one has a 50% food cost. Which would you rather sell? Right? It's obvious, the 25% food cost item. But let's assume that the 25% food cost item is a burger that sells for $10 and the 50% food cost item is a steak that you sell for $20. Well, now which one would you rather sell? Depending on how quick you are at math, I think you would rather sell the steak because 50% food cost on a $20 item is $10 in profit. While the burger has a 25% food cost, you only sell it for $10, so your profit is only $7.50. I would sell steaks all day long instead of burgers at a 50% food cost. So myth number two, that a lower food cost means higher profit margins, totally busted, no question about it. Number three, it's better to have a cash drawer over than short at the end of a shift. Obviously, an overage means that there's more money than is supposed to be in the cash drawer, and a shortage means there's less. Well, we know shortages are bad because money's not there that you're supposed to have. But overages, are they bad? Absolutely. This myth is totally busted. Overages are just as bad, if not worse, because it means a couple of things. Most importantly, it means that potentially you're stealing from your customers. And by stealing from your customers, I don't mean intentionally, but you're not giving them the right change. That's one. Another reason that overages are bad is that it could mean that there's theft. It's one of the best indicators to cash theft is an overage, is because it's possible that your employees are playing games with the system and their game caught up to them. They weren't able to reconcile in their head by the end of the shift. And so it's possible that there's more money in the drawer. Usually employees are pretty careful to make sure that there's not going to be a shortage if they're playing games like this, because shortages send up red flags. But for most employers, for most owners, overages don't send up red flags. So employees tend to err on the side of caution and make sure the drawer is a little bit over. Either way, this is busted. Your drawer should not be short. It should not be over. It should be dead on to the penny every day. No exceptions. Okay, so myth number four is that determining each item's food cost is important to setting prices on your menu. I'm going to bust this myth, and here's why. Yes, it's obviously important to know how much the item costs before you can put a price to it on the menu. However, it's much more important to know what your customers are willing to pay and then back into it. I always say, start with the end in mind. And what I mean is, rather than figuring out the burger you want to sell, how much it costs, and then multiplying that to get your selling price, I would rather figure out what my customers are willing to pay for a burger, and then I go out and I figure that, I figure if they're going to pay $10, that means maybe I can't spend more than $3 on this burger, and now I go out and I find the best beef, the best bun, the best cheese, the best whatever I can get to put that burger together for $3. I always back into it, so I'm busting this myth. It's more important to know what your customers are willing to pay than put out, and then you put out the best quality for what you can afford to do at that price. And then the last myth we're gonna bust here is that a profit and loss statement should be reviewed monthly. Again, I know these are a little confusing, but this is totally busted. In the sense that yes, you are supposed to review your profit and loss statement monthly. In fact, I have a rule with my clients that they get their P&L statements within 5 days of the end of the month, so that way the data is not too old. However, any P&L statement is looking in the rearview mirror. Any P&L statement is driving a car looking in the rearview mirror, right? Imagine driving a car like this. It's not very safe. That's what a P&L statement is. All a P&L statement does is tell you something that happened in the past. So even though you get it on the 5th of the month, which is better than the 15th or the 20th of the month, it's still stuff that happened. There's nothing you can do about it. So we're busting this because what you should be doing is operating based on a budget and checking in on it daily and knowing, are we on budget for sales? Are we on budget for purchases? Are we on budget for labor? Are we on budget for our prime cost? Because then if it's the 15th of the month and you're on track for sales, but your food purchases are a little high, you can do something about it in the last 2 weeks of the month. If your labor is a little high, you can do something about it in the last couple of weeks of the month. Now, this is sometimes challenging for people, so if you're interested in a tool that can help you do that, below this video, there'll be a button where you can check out our new software called Bacon, which has all of these tools built into it. But again, we're busting this myth that a profit and loss statement should be reviewed every month. It should be reviewed every month, but it's useless. Just use your P&L at the end of the year to know how you did for the year and to try to sell your restaurant. That's really all they're good for. We need to be operating our restaurant more in real time. We need to be proactive instead of reactive. I hope you enjoyed busting all these myths. My name is Ryan Gromfin. I look forward to bringing you a new training video next week. Have a wonderful day. Hey, did you notice something in today's episode?
Yep. No ads, no sponsors, just great training to help you make more money, have more freedom, and avoid the stress, struggle, and overwhelm many restaurant owners feel every day. How do I do it? How is it that you listen to all those other podcasts that have minutes and minutes worth of lame ads for underwear or other websites they're promoting? I don't judge them, but I choose to focus on you. I can only do this because you share my podcast with other folks who end up looking me up online, registering for my courses, and getting amazing results in their restaurants. It's because of you that I can self-fund this effort, and you know how hard it is to do all this. That's why I appreciate you so much. So if you like this podcast, ad-free and sponsor-free, do me a favor. Tell a friend in the restaurant business about this podcast and my website, therestaurantboss.com. It would sure help and I would appreciate it. I'm sure our community would too. Plus, if you could leave me a review on iTunes or post a comment about this episode on my website, that would be huge as well. Until next time, remember, your success in the restaurant business is about your ability to create, manage, and master systems while developing your employees. Have a wonderful day.
Thanks a lot for listening to the Restaurant Boss Podcast with your host, the restaurant boss himself, Ryan Gromfin. For more great content, free stuff to help you make more money and enjoy more freedom, visit therestaurantboss.com and click on podcast. Be sure to register on our email list so you never miss an episode. We'll see you next time.
Bye.